many, many families tuned in this morning. I'm delighted to be joined by Mary Hickey in Bagnestown. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Morning, Eimear. I'm well, thanks.
Good. And Mary, you founded Kilkenny Memory Support Group. It was formerly known as DREAM. For listeners who don't know about the group, tell us about it. It was formed 6 years ago.
Yes, Eimear, that's right. 6 years ago, I was working in the memory clinic in Kilkenny. At the time, myself and my colleague, we kind of recognised the fact that there wasn't a support available for people that were diagnosed early on in their journey. So we started Kilkenny Memory Support, like you said, DREAM at the time. Receiving a diagnosis of dementia is very difficult diagnosis to be given. It's life-changing. So we wanted to create a space where people would have time and support to talk about it, to discuss their day-to-day struggles, to signpost them to services, and I suppose to understand each other. Dementia is their common ground. And the group is 6 years. Well, it was 5 years last November. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we haven't sat down together since March.
And I'm sure everyone is really missing that contact, because there's nothing like talking to others who are living in the very same situation, or that you can kind of have similarities and compare your stories with each other.
Yeah, and learn how to overcome problems and how to deal with issues that come up, because the lived experience is much stronger than any advice anybody who hasn't been through it can give.
It surely is. And for people listening who've had a diagnosis, it is good to know there is a support group there. And as you say, the lived experience, and there are people who've who can give very practical help and advice as well.
Yeah, there sure is. Certainly around being assessed for driving with dementia, how to get support even for family members. Also, the thing about, you know, how to overcome banking problems, other inclusive things that are on in the community that they might be able to share with each other. And the group as well have been operating at a higher level. They've taken part in numerous research projects. They've been formed the Southeast Irish Dementia Working Group, so they're informing government. As you know yourself, they've been involved in the National Awareness Campaign, the TV ads and radio, all in an effort to increase awareness and reduce stigma, and as well as that, to influence the services, because their lives and the people coming after them is what's open to change because of their work.
Right. And now, you've mentioned, say, for instance, the support group not being able to meet since March due to COVID, and for very good public health reasons. But are there services there? And we'd love to signpost people who are listening and living with dementia who feel that, look, I know a lot of services have been curtailed. What's there for them now?
Okay, so we've been keeping in contact with people via text. Joan, my colleague, is on the text. And there are virtual cafes on the Alzheimer's Society have a Facebook page, and there are virtual cafes, and they signpost to tours and things. A lot of the day centres, like you said, are closed at the moment, unfortunately due to COVID, but it's a difficult situation. I would urge people to, you know, stay in contact with their public health nurses and to make contact with whoever their memory clinic is for their difficulties, probably on a one-to-one basis. Increase structure at home a little bit, maybe have a bit of relief at home coming in, a family friend. And I know that's difficult with COVID, and your last interview was hot on that topic. But, you know, there is a need out there for people to have support when they're living with dementia, and for the families to have support as well and to have a break.
There surely is, and I'm just very conscious that when people hear a word like ban on household visits, it doesn't take account of the exceptions that can be made when we're caring for somebody we love who needs the support, and that there is no issue with that when you're talking about the care of maybe a parent or a loved one, that's absolutely allowed.
Yes, and to identify as well that care is not just physical care. Care is the prevention of loneliness and isolation.
Absolutely.
And to continue to include people in their lives.
And to be inclusive, talking to a friend or a family member who has a diagnosis of dementia, have you any advice for us if people are kind of starting out on that journey and want to know what is the best way to address issues, and any info that you can share with our listeners on that?
Yeah, absolutely, Imre. If you're their friend or their family member, you've probably noticed changes in them, and that not to be afraid to talk about those changes and say, oh, I've noticed this about you, or, you know, are you struggling with that? And I'll give you a hand with that. Understanding is where we want to get to. If we understand, then we can help. And I suppose by talking about it, the person with dementia as well can move towards a little place of acceptance. I don't know that anybody can have true acceptance, but that they, people who seem to accept their diagnosis seem to have an easier journey from my experience. So they can continue to include them in their own lives. A friend or a family member will know exactly what it is that they like to do, where they like to go, how they like to spend their time. So you have a shared history already together, and you want to continue to include people in their hobbies. So you might need to bring in extra support. One man told me that he used to play golf, and he was having problems marking his card, and he wasn't doing it accurately and was feeling, oh my God, I just can't do this anymore. I think I'll just stop. So at the group, we said to him, no, why don't you tell your friends that you have a memory problem? Because I'm sure that they've noticed your card is not being marked, right?
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely. So a couple of weeks passed, he'd gone for it, he told his friends, and they said they'd be happy to mark his card for him, but whatever you do, don't stop playing golf with us, because they needed him and they wanted him.
Well, it's lovely to hear that, because on the one hand, Mary, you could have somebody, and we shouldn't underestimate, they might decide, look, that could be a massive upheaval for them, the stress of saying it to somebody, that they would maybe give up instead, which wouldn't do anybody any favours, and his friends would obviously miss him greatly from that circle as well. So much better to try and talk about the issues.
Absolutely, and I think that comes as well with somebody maybe who's not driving anymore and used to always go to a match, and all of a sudden they're not at the hurling matches or the football matches anymore, and someone's saying, God, you know, but if they're not driving, they might not ask for a lift. So it's nice to offer and say, I'm going over to the park, or I'm going into town to watch this, you know, do you want to come with me?
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you for sharing all that info with us. If people want to find out more about Kilkenny Memory Support Group, where can we send them?
Well, the Understand Together is a one-stop shop for advice and information, and it includes all the support that people will need along their journey. So it has information on the support, the contact numbers that are on there. It also offers free online training for carers and family, and I think online is huge now. I know it's not for everybody, but it's what we have to work with at the minute. There's at-home activities, which I would really urge people to click into. There's a weekly planner with links clicked into loads of physical, cognitive and relaxing activities. There's M4D Radio, which is music for dementia, and obviously your local memory clinics. And I suppose one service that is going at the moment quite strong is the memory resource rooms. They're available. There's one in Carlow, one in Kilkenny, and the contact details can be found on the Understand Together website. And they will offer information on things you can bring to your house to increase independence and maintain safety.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a brilliant website, understandtogether.ie, and the free phone helpline is 1-800-341-341, and we've all the details here we can share with our listeners off air. Thank you to Mary Hickey in Bagnestown for talking to us this morning.